Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Basketball, Friday night, Indiana. There's a lot going on. We're glad you're with us. Hope you'll be with us for the pairing show on Sunday. Right now, though, let's talk some ball, get some scores with the star of our show. It's Network Indiana's Sam Fritz.
Coach, a pleasure to be with you and a pleasure to be giving you guys the scores tonight. Let's kick it off with some Indiana High School boys basketball scores. Bedford North Lawrence defeated Seymour 54-37. Bloomfield went up against Eastern Green, Bloomfield winning 44-30. Pendleton Heights and Delta took to the court with Delta winning 60-56. Eastern Hancock faced off against Monroe Central, Hancock winning 59-31. Fountain Central against Crawfordsville with Fountain Central winning 42-34. Franklin and Whiteland had our first overtime battle of the night. Franklin won that game by 2, 55-53. Indianapolis Riverside went up against Indianapolis International 79-56 with Riverside winning in that one. Kokomo took on Muncie Central. Kokomo won handedly 62-38. Lebanon was up over North Montgomery 57-32. Lennon Stockton defeats North Davies 47-45. Logansport beats Twin Lakes 57-54. And Maconaqua beats Western 66-41. Pacers tipped off at 9 o'clock. They currently trail 31-16 to the Denver Nuggets. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. More scores to come for Network Indiana Sports. I'm Sam Fritz.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Indiana Sports Talk. We are so glad that you could join us. A big week. This is a very big weekend for all of us. Very big weekend. We have the pairing show coming up on Sunday. Greg Rakestraw and I will be live from the IHSAA headquarters starting at 5 o'clock. And we're going to be having some fun. So join us as we bring you the pairings everybody's excited about, and they should be. High school basketball tonight. Park Tudor beats Bethesda Christian 56-55 at the Horn. Tony Donahue on the call of this game. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. You had a great game, obviously, to start the night with. What a fun night that was. Was it close all the way?
You know this as a head basketball coach. Basketball is a game of runs, and Bethesda got off to a 12-3 start in this game and pretty much controlled the entire first quarter. They took that lead in the halftime by 5 at 24-19, but then I've called a lot of high school basketball games between the two teams tonight. We had 8-1 opportunities. 7 of those were converted, and Park Tudor went on a massive 14-3 run to take the lead. They led by as many as 8 at 48-40, but Bethesda came storming back, riding a 7-game winning streak. As we know, they're 11-1, now 11-2 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Went back and forth down that last 30 seconds. Park Tudor went to the line for 2 shots, missed them both. It was a 1-point game. Bethesda drives down. Their leading scorer, Sam Milligan, who had 18 points tonight, got a bucket off the window with 1.8 seconds to go. The team, some of the fans stormed the court, thought that it was it. The referees blew the whistle. Park Tudor got a timeout with 1.8 seconds on the inbound pass. They inbounded it out of bounds to out of bounds. You know, you can do that pass. That
right.
Somebody from out of bounds or from inbounds to out of bounds. And then they throw a heave cross court. Reminded me very much of one of my favorite plays in basketball history, Bryce Drew at the 1998 NCAA tournament. And Bethesda played it defensively perfect. You know, you were told, bat that ball down, just bat it out of the air. Well, unfortunately, batted it into the hands of Bryce Petty of Park Tudor, who caught it midair, put up a jumper with 1.8 seconds, and got it nothing but the bottom of the net. He ended up with 9 points on the night. We tweeted it to you at IND Sports Talk on Twitter if anybody wants to go there and check it out. It was an incredible finish. 2 buzzer beaters. Bethesda was stunned. They thought they had it won. 1.8 was put on the clock, timeout, Park Tudor, and they get the game-winning jump shot at the horn.
Man. Man. Oh, man. So, this game at Bethesda Christian, too, correct?
Yeah, at Bethesda. Both teams, slow starts. But a lot of three-pointers made there, especially in the second quarter. You know, Park Tudor only scored 3 points in the first quarter. It was 12-3 after one. Then they explode mm-hmm. 22 in the second to get back into it. And they you know how basketball is. It's a game of runs and momentum. And they went back and fought that fourth quarter. And when Park Tudor got up eight, you thought, all right, Park Tudor might have this one in the bag. But this is a Panther team that's been involved in a lot of close games that they haven't came out on the winning side of.
Right,
They do so with the game winner with Bryce Petty at the horn.
Well, Bethesda Christian comes in number three in single A. So they're a good basketball team, and it's a Park Tudor team that's had some big wins against good teams. And so you knew this would maybe possibly come down to the horn, maybe not the manner in which it did, but you knew it would be a great game.
Yeah, we knew coming in tonight we were going to have a good one. Park Tudor has a lot of size. One of their big guys, Ruffin, who had 9 points on the night, he was in foul trouble most of the evening. He had three in the first half and committed his fourth foul early in the third quarter and sat out. And that with him off of the court is when Park Tudor went on their biggest run to take mm-hmm. the lead. But, yeah, they're a great team. Guys like Bryce Petty stepping in. I don't think Park Tudor is what their 8-5 record shows. They're a team that are going to have something to prove in the tournament. And like you said, with Bethesda, top five team, and now 11-2. The Milligan brothers average a combined 21 points a night. Luke Stuckey had some big shots tonight. So these are two teams that I think we're going to be talking about that'll be in sectional finals and possibly deeper into the tournament, depending on how the draw goes, which I know you have coming up on Sunday.
Right. Tony Donahue, for whom did you work tonight, Tony? Indiana SRN?
Indiana SRN, and I've got both semifinals tomorrow night of the City Alliance Tournament from Tech.
Give us a call. Tony, thanks. Have a great night tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Anytime, Bob. Thank you.
Great way to start, buzzer beater, to talk about basketball. What a fantastic way to start the evening. Don't forget, send us pictures, videos, scores, whatever information you have, at IND Sports Talk, hashtag IST. Short break. We'll come back and talk some more basketball on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We have games to talk about tonight. Got a good one coming up tomorrow, the Indianapolis City Tournament. Two games, Cathedral, Chittard in the first game. Addicts and Covenant Christian game two. Ken Roseman, the head coach at Chittard, joins me. Kenny, thank you so much for the time, and congratulations to you and your guys on a pretty good run to this point. You guys are playing great.
Yeah, we're playing well, Coach. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime. So, you start the year, you didn't think you'd be seventh in 3A at this stage, did you?
Well, Coach, we don't really look at rankings like that. I know we had a great group of seniors last year that kind of set the culture for this group coming in. Very inexperienced group. They were JV guys last year, all but one player.
Right.
One player played significant varsity minutes last year. Had a really good JV record last year. We didn't know what they could be, but they're stepping up and getting experience each game.
Well, that's how you build programs. I mean, culture, guys buying in, doing those kinds of things, and you certainly have that going on. So tell me how you feel about where your team is. Obviously, as you pointed out, you know, they're going to be playing in a rather impressive matchup tomorrow with a very good Cathedral team. But you talked about the growth and maturation of this team. Who's making you go? What makes this team do what they do?
Well, from a stat standpoint, we have a senior in Robert Davidson. Kyle Neddenrip was able to watch our game last night against Heritage Christian. It was the first time that he actually been out and seen us play. And Robert had a phenomenal evening. led us in scoring with 15 points. He's our leading scorer currently, averaging about 16 a game. Mm-hmm. It's just his maturation and his mental toughness has kind of been leading us along the way. We look for him for our scoring. Guys are getting him the ball. It's just they have accepted their roles. Got another kid, freshman, my son, is kind of our second leading scorer, I mean, from a stats perspective. But this particular group doesn't worry about their stats, you know. It's like they just want to win. They play hard. Most of the guys are coming from a state championship from football, so they bring us that toughness. So they know how to win, and they all like each other. That's important, you know. They're friends on and off the court. The brotherhood is special, and it's like – we tell them every day, we got a pretty solid team when they stay together and they stay focused. And I got some pretty good coaches around me, too, that help get the scouting reports ready. And did a pretty good job on Miles Tobin last night.
Semifinals of the Indianapolis City Tournament tomorrow night. Cathedral taking on Chittard. Addicts will play Covenant Christian. All right, give me the scouting report on this Cathedral team. Really, really talented guys. Obviously, you know, lost a couple of those guys, but they're still very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, we don't stand a chance. But we know the game's at 6 o'clock. We're going to show up. We're going to play hard. We're going to play Chittard basketball, and we're going to give it our best shot. You know, I mean, we're going up against some D1 players, and we don't care about any of that. We're just going to go out there and try to execute and play our game and, you know, let the pieces lie where they lay.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Chittard taking on Cathedral, semifinal game number one tomorrow night for the Indianapolis City Tournament. Ken Roseman, thanks so much. Chittard coming in number 7 in 3A. Kenny, always great to talk to you. Good luck tomorrow night.
Coach, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Basketball, lots of basketball. Speaking of tomorrow, let's look ahead to Sunday. Pairing show for the girls' tournament pairings or the state championship coming up 5 to 7 p.m. on the IHSA Champions Network. Greg Rigstraw and I will be live from the IHSAA headquarters, telling you who's going to be playing whom. A lot going on. It's a pressure-packed night, not only for all of you fans and players and coaches, it is for the two of us. So we're going to try to have some fun. Scoreboard update coming up on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
All right, let's pivot to girls' high school basketball scores. Angola took to the court against one of my favorite names to pronounce, Churubusco. Angola emerged the winners 54-31 in that game. Belmont took on Huntington North. It was a close one, only decided by 3, with Belmont winning 40-37. Blackford took to the court against Frankton 65-50 in favor of Blackford in that one. Westfield and Brownsburg also had a close matchup. Brownsburg would win this game 41-38. Cannleton won by a dime over Washington Catholic 47-37. Carroll beat Tri-Central 45-31. Carroll Fort Wayne defeated Fort Wayne South 71-31. Central Noble took on East Side, Central Noble winning 44-37. Clinton Prairie defeated Eastern Greentown 52-5. Columbus North took on Bloomington North 46-36 in favor of Columbus North in that one. Danville was up over Western Boone 59-38. South Bend St. Joseph and Elkhart played earlier, and it was 72-31 in favor of Elkhart. Fairfield and Westview played 59-14 in favor of Fairfield. Then we got the Fort Wayne Trilogy. Fort Wayne Lures defeated Fort Wayne Dwenger 54-30. Fort Wayne Northrop beat Fort Wayne 62-27. And Fort Wayne Snyder defeated Fort Wayne Concordia 58-42. Pacers were trailing by as much as 13. They clawed their way back to only being down by 8. And now they're losing by 14 to the Nuggets in the second quarter. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. So we've said it before. I want to just remind everyone the pairings for the girls' state championship will be coming up on Sunday from 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Greg Rakestraw and I will be live from the IHSAA headquarters bringing you all that information. And then afterwards, you can go to IHSAA.org for all of the particular pairings. So if you haven't seen a pairing show, let me walk you through what's going on. We'll start with 1A, work our way toward 4A. We'll also talk about some regional matchups. Regionals, it's different now. You know, a little change of format coming up. So we'll walk you through all of that coming up on Sunday. Basketball tonight, Jasper 53-42 winners over Forest Park from WITZ in Jasper. Chris Norton joins us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Coach. Glad to be with you.
Great to have you. You're an alumnus of the show, so you know you're always welcome. So, good win for the Wildcats tonight against the Rangers.
Yeah, on homecoming to boot, too, topping a county rival. Coach, it was a game of runs. Jasper looked like they were going to jump out big early, 18-6. Forest Park would answer with a run. They would score 27-6. They would take advantage of the Wildcats defense kind of backing off a bit. The Cats were down 9, a well-placed John Gable timeout, and Jasper would answer on a 10-0 run. They would never give the lead back. 53-42 your final, and Jasper looking ahead to Evansville-Harrison tomorrow.
Should be quite the matchup. So tell me, games of runs, so tell me just exactly how the Cats are able to do this.
Well, it started early, feeding the ball inside to Griff Heil, Will Wallace. They were able to get their shots, and then Forest Park kind of figured them out defensively, and once they answered with, you know, trading a punch back to them, Jasper started to settle back, kind of fell in love with the three ball. And before they knew it, Forest Park had jumped out front. Reed Howard, Jace Berg, doing a lot of work, combining for, I believe it was 11 points of their second quarter points. So they were able to wrestle that lead away, and then Jasper back on their heels in front of a crowd of, I mean, it was over 2,500. We're looking for answers and whatever message John Gable sent to them there at that break. It was enough to get them going in the right direction. Grant Young, an assist to Carter Moody, who, by the way, would have 24 points on the night, and one, and they would never look back, 34-33 at that point. I mean, the Wildcats looked more comfortable heading down the home stretch.
Well, you know what? What's fun from a coaching standpoint is to see your guys get better and better and better. And it sounds like that's what's going on right now.
It is. I think they've settled into their starting five, their rotation. They're winners of four straight now, Coach. They've taken down Washington, Evansville, wow, North, Southridge, now Forest Park. True test against Evansville, Harrison. That'll be a big one within the SIAC. And then they've got Northeast Dubois next week with a chance to sweep the county. So one of those big goals you're always talking about, the high school basketball coach, and they've got a chance to do so this year.
Well, tell me who plays well for Forest Park tonight. Let's give some love to the Rangers, too.
Oh, absolutely. And you still might hear from Corbin Lingenfelter. He had the call over on WQKZ.
I'm happy. Okay.
Reed Howard went for 17 tonight, knocked down a pair of threes, some free throws, too. Scored 8 of those points in the third quarter. Jace Berg was also great, one of their leading scorers. He had 8 of his 12 in quarter number 2, really fueled that comeback. Without him, could have looked a lot different at the final score. Outside of those two, Trevor Berg had 8 as well. They've got a lot of youth on this team coming up through the pipeline, mm-hmm, too. But if they give the effort and turn things out like they did tonight, the rest of this postseason push and then onto the postseason, they're going to be a really tough out. I want to say they're probably the toughest 4-10 team in the state. I mean, they've just played a handful of really solid teams throughout their schedule.
Right. He's Chris Norton from WITZ in Jasper. Jasper beating Forest Park tonight, 53-42. Chris, as always, it's great to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
You too, enjoy, and we'll be listening down here in Dubois County for the pairing show on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yes, the pairing show, as I mentioned, we'll start at 1A, work our way up to 4A. Greg Rakestraw and I will be live. Now it's not an easy show to do, to be honest. Our goal is to talk about every sectional, while we may not be able to talk about every school, we will, in fact, try to talk about every sectional, 64 of them in the state. Do the math. So we're on for 2 hours, so we're moving along. In advance, that's kind of what we we're doing. So coming up after this scoreboard update at the top of the hour, Greg Rakestraw will join me, and he and I'll go all other than the fact that he's memorized every team and every player and every coach for the last 20 years. And so he'll do his customary bringing in his one-inch thick pages of notes and then not referred to him during the broadcast. He's incredible. The phenomenon continues. I'd like to say I'm just a pretty face, but I think we know that's not true. So we're going to be there Sunday, and we encourage all of you to join us on many of these same great stations around the state Sunday night. So be with us. We've got a lot more high school basketball to talk about. Fun day of college basketball tomorrow. We got Ball State's at Kent State tonight, so we're going to talk about that game. But tomorrow, Indiana State on the road at Murray State. That'll be a tough one. Boston College at Notre Dame. I was saddened to hear that Mike Bray is retiring. Glad he's doing it on his own. He's a great guy, wonderful for the sport, wonderful, just a great, great human being. Drake's at Evansville. UDM, University of Detroit Mercy, is at IUPUI. Greg Rakestraw and I, since we don't spend enough time together, we're doing that game tomorrow. Valpo's at Illinois State. Fort Wayne at Northern Kentucky. McKendry at UND, Mount Vernon Nazarene at Marion, Taylor at Spring Arbor, Indiana Wesleyan at St. Francis, Wabash at Oberlin, Mount Vernon Nazarene at Marion, Bethel at Goshen, just to name a few. Get out and watch a game in your area. Watch some great small college ball. Greg Rakestraw will join me after the scoreboard update. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.